The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
An ambassador for the Dogs and broadcasting live from Truist Park every day.
All day, every day.
It's time for Bucks Beat with Buck Ballou.
Welcome back to Bucks Beat. This is a special Georgia-Georgia Tech rivalry two-part episode featuring Jackets Hall of Fame quarterback, friend and colleague Joe Hamilton. Bucks Beat is sponsored by Mickey Himes and the GetMickey.com team at Keller Williams. You're searching for a Lake Lanier property or a home up 400. Mickey Himes is an expert. Call 678-341-7474 or go to GetMickey.com, click, and get answers. Mickey is a personal friend. He does an outstanding job. Bucks Beat also sponsored by T-Mobile. Bulldogs and Jackets set to add another chapter to the rivalry that dates back to 1893. Teams did not face each other last year because of the conference-only schedules due to the COVID. But they're back knocking heads this year, this time at historic Grant Field, Bobby Dodd Stadium. Georgia enters the matchup the heavy favorite, Georgia Tech coming off a disappointing loss to Notre Dame. In the second part of Episode 41, Joe Hamilton joins me to break down the matchup. And, Joe, do you expect the Jackets to dig down deep and bounce back with a gutty performance coming off what happened against Notre Dame?
Yeah, absolutely, Buck. And when you think about what this rivalry means, the clean old-fashioned hate, one word that comes to my mind is pride. And you look at the 35-point spread with Vegas is saying that the Bulldogs should win by. You look at the way, you know, the Bulldogs are rolling, undefeated right now, high-powered offense, outstanding defense. And the Yellow Jackets, the team, the seniors, the coaching staff should be saying to themselves, what better way than to upset the Bulldogs on a year like this year? Now, it's going to be a daunting task, no doubt about it. But you're going to have these guys play above their head a little bit. You're going to have the guys make some plays that, you know, create some turnovers. But the first and foremost thing, they got to believe. I don't know what the pregame speech is going to be for Coach Collins and his staff. I don't know what the game plan is going to look like for Coach Patinode or Coach Backer, but the players are going to have to believe, and they have to understand that there will be adversity. Things are not going to always go their way, but hang in there, because you're playing a game of football, and any given Saturday, anything can happen.
Joe, I'm just hoping they don't allow you to give them the pregame pep talk, man. I know they'd bust down the locker room door hitting the field. Let's break down both sides of the ball. Let's start with the Georgia Tech offense and this Georgia defense. And the elephant in the room, Joe, is who's at quarterback? You expecting Jordan Yates back in there? What's the status with Jeff Sims? What are you thinking going into this one?
Yeah, I'm expecting Jordan Yates back in there. What I'm hearing is that there's a little foot injury that Jeff Sims is going through. If he's not 100% healthy and is one of his legs that's going to prevent him from being himself, being able to protect himself in the pocket, elude the rush, be able to run that zone read or that RPO, that's his strength set and that's his skill set. But if it's Jordan Yates got a little baptism by fire last week. The Notre Dame pass rush had him having a little bit of a happy seat last week. But it likens, or it's going to lead you to featuring Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs, no doubt about it, is going to be on the, you know, on the game plan, on the mindset of Dan Lanning and Coach Kirby Smart. But if you coach Patinode, can you move him around? Could you have him in the slot? Can you have him motioning out? Can you find creative ways to get your best football player the ball in the space to where he can make some magic happen? But I expect it to be Jordan Yates, but I've not been to practice yet. If Sims is healthy, I plug and play Sims again.
Patinode, now, I know he wants to feature his best player, which you just got through talking about, Jahmyr Gibbs. Got to get him 20 or more touches, both in carries and in the passing game. Really talented guy. I think he's one of the better running backs Georgia's going to see this year. So that's got to be the plan, right? You got to get the ball in his hands as much as possible.
Absolutely. absolutely has got to be the plan, but it can't be a vanilla plan. When you're talking about athletes and skilled players that the Georgia defense has or they possess, they're going to know where Jahmyr Gibbs is. They're going to point him out. They're going to say number one in the backfield, number one in the slot. And, you don't think they're going to double team him if you're Dan Lanning and Coach Smart, but you're going to be aware of the different things that he's able to do, running the wheel routes, the angle routes, the seam routes, catching screen passes. Yes. But, however, I would run a little bit of a 20 personnel with Jordan Mason and Jahmyr Gibbs back there. And another part of the game plan, why don't you stick that ball in the belly of Jahmyr Gibbs, run a little bit of play action, and take some shots. Now, you're going to have to be careful in taking some shots, Buck, because you don't want to go three and out. You don't want to turn that ball back over to the Georgia offense and bad field position on the 50-yard line or close to midfield. So you're going to have to strategically call some plays. And I hate to say it like this, Buck, in a game like this going against the Bulldogs, you're going to have some trick-ems in your game plan, whether there's a double reverse pass.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, offensive coordinators carry those things for the entire season, and they don't pull it out until the right time. And what better time to be able to go against the number one ranked defense in the nation and to pull out some things that they quite hadn't seen yet?
Joe, who else is capable of making some big plays in this game? Is it Carter? Is it McGowan? Is it Sanders? Who else can they get the ball in their hands and expect them to make big plays?
Well, big plays is a little bit limited as far as the speed on the outside. You look for Kariq McGowan to continue to stretch the field a little bit. Maybe you create some ways to get those guys wide open, maybe a hitch and go, a couple of double moves on the outside. But the real only explosive player that you have that can just – score on at the blink of an eye is Jahmyr Gibbs. And that's what scares me a little bit about this matchup, because a lot of yards and first downs is going to have to be manufactured by Coach Patinode and the offensive scheme and the formations and the motions and some of those eye candy type thing. Because as I look at and as I scout this Georgia defense and trying to come up with a plan to move the ball, it's a daunting task.
Now, Georgia Tech offensive line, a group that had some transfers come in. It looks like the personnel's a little better. What about the challenge they face against this Georgia defensive line in the front seven? They've played really at a high level this year. And starting with Jordan Davis right in the middle, what about the Tech interior of their offensive line? They're going to be able to handle or slow down Jordan Davis?
Well, that's what worries me the most, because you're going to have, a young freshman or a young center in there trying to block Jordan Davis one-on-one. You can't leave him on an island, so you're going to have to get some help with the guards, and that's going to leave the guys on the outside matched up one-on-one. So I think that's the biggest mismatch of the game right there is the offensive line of Georgia Tech and then the defensive line of the Bulldogs. And when you look at the Bulldogs, they're big, they're strong, they're fast, they're physical. And the one thing I, kind of want to give them credit for, they're disciplined. They don't play hero ball. They're not trying to make the play outside of their assignment. They'll force the guys back to their help. They'll force the guys, if they have contained, that contained guy is going to make sure he's where he needs to be. They play a good team defense with a lot of really, really good players. So the biggest mismatch of the game right now is, can you block those guys up in the front? And when you do run the ball on first down, is it going to be second and 12 or second and 13, or can you get 3 or 4 yards on first down?
Tech may get a little bit of help. Adam Anderson, obviously not playing for Georgia now, coming off one edge is where he's been all year. And now you look at the other side, Nolan Smith, elbow dinged up, didn't play a week ago. Georgia might be without him coming off the other side. Let's flip it around, talk about the Georgia offense and this Georgia Tech defense. Thacker probably has seen these other teams, obviously studying the video, where Georgia leads with the run game, Joe. 27th in college football, 5 yards a carry is what Georgia's getting in the run game. Jackets front seven going to get tested. Thacker's seen these other teams put 8 men in the box. You expect Georgia Tech to do this?
Yes, I expect them to put 8 men in the box. I expect them to kind of challenge Stetson Bennett and see if he can become a straight drop back passer and take advantage of some of the deep throws. With the Georgia offense now, you're going to have to choose your poison or pick your poison. Are you going to allow Stetson Bennett to throw to Brock Bowers, get Mitchell involved, and those guys on the outside? Are you going to let them do that, or are you going to let them establish the run and then be able to run the play action? You can't let the Bulldogs have the – their playbook wide open to them. And you're going to have to, you know, maybe bring somebody in the box and stop the run and leave the corners on the island and just cross your fingers and hopefully they can keep up. Or you're going to have those safeties back deep a little bit and make sure you don't let anybody get behind them. But we all know, Buck, this is a copycat lead. And ever since the Pitt game early on in the season when Kenny Pickett kind of heated up the secondary apart, the Yellow Jackets, everybody's been isolating the safeties. Everybody's been running wheel routes. And you got guys running scot-free, and that just cannot happen this weekend.
Georgia Tech secondary may be catching a little bit of a break, right? They've been giving up some big plays, miscommunication, things like that in the secondary. But with Bennett at quarterback, Georgia's not throwing it as much. Maybe they catch a little bit of a break here.
Yeah, well, you have to create a break. You're absolutely right about that, but you have to create your break. You have to create an opportunity to where it's not second and six on a four down four-yard first down carry, or it can't be third and two to where now you have the playbook totally open to where a play action pass, a deep pass, or they can run the ball. Can you kind of mix up the coverages to where you want to just let Stetson Bennett hold onto that ball just a tad bit longer than he want to? Be very, very careful of his legs, because when things break down, he does a very good job of getting outside the pocket. You just can't have the whole entire arsenal of Stetson Bennett, that offensive line, and those running backs, and those wide receivers getting anything they want. It's got to be a little bit more difficult and say, to show some unscouted looks. That's what I want to see. Do you have any unscouted looks that, you know, was not on film that you didn't use in the last 3 weeks that can have those Georgia offensive line, you know, needing to communicate a little longer and get them confused a tad bit, so to speak? Can you steal a possession that way? And when the opportunity presents itself, as far as if Stetson throws an errant pass and is behind a wide receiver, or maybe a loose ball on the ground, so a fumble, you're going to have to get on those guys. You're going to have to take advantage of all the opportunities if they come your way.
Joe, in the Stetson Bennett starts, the Bulldogs have been getting off to some slow starts early in the game, trying to establish the running game against the eight-man boxes and then take play-action shots off of that, and they pick up the pace a little later in the game and score some points. I think the key for the Jackets is to take advantage of that, to get off to a better start than they did a week ago, obviously, but to get off to a good start. Georgia's been slow starting offensively over these five SEC games Stetson's been in there with.
Yeah, absolutely. And what happens is that the Georgia Bulldogs are there feeling themselves away. It's almost like a 12-round fight. They counterpunch a little bit. They kind of feel you out. They don't show their hand too often early, and they allow you to make a mistake, or they let you kind of, you know, make the first error. So if I'm Georgia Tech, if I'm Coach Collins, I say, hey, I want the ball first. I want the ball first, and I'm going to try to run my first 15 scripted, hopefully get some points on the board, hopefully have these guys thinking a little bit about a little doubt in their mind, and then go out there and tackle, block, and catch.
Well, I tell you, a lot of Bulldog fans may think I'm crazy, but this is a game I would consider starting JT Daniels and getting after the Tech weakness in the secondary with the passing game, leading with the passing game with JT Daniels at the quarterback. Now, I wouldn't expect to see that happen, though, but that's what I'm thinking. I know it's a little crazy, but that would be a great time to do that, and it would sure give Alabama something to think about in that SEC title game. Joe, let me ask you this as we wrap things up. Collins and the staff, they've upgraded the personnel. I've heard Coach Kelly at Notre Dame talk about it last week. I've heard Kirby Smart talk about it this week, telling the media. So how do you explain another three-win season?
To explain, Buck, I've always said, as when you evaluate a new coach, when you evaluate a new situation, there's three boxes. You want to change the culture around as a box and get the alumni back around and feeling good about the team. You want to recruit at a high level. They're 21st in recruiting as we stand right now. He's been doing a very, very good job of getting four stars on the roster. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jeff Sims, he has some four stars committed already. So he's been taking care of the recruiting pretty well. But then the third box is coaching. Can you coach? Can you coach those guys up? Can you develop them? Can you make in-game adjustments, halftime adjustments, coming up with a game plan that, you know, you can correct some mistakes you see on the football field? So that's where I think the jury is still out. that can Coach Collins actually and Coach Patinota and Coach Thacker coach those guys up on Saturday and make a difference that way? That's where I'm trying to wait and see, because the talent is getting better, but having talent and not being able to coach them up does you no good.
Joe, always fun breaking it down with you, man.
Love it, Buck. Take care of yourself, man. And I hate to say it, go Jackets.
Take it easy on us now.
I can't promise you that.
That's going to do it for episode 41 of Buck's Beat, the special two-part episode breaking down the Georgia-Georgia Tech rivalry with my man Joe Hamilton. We're back with episode 42 next week. Thanks for joining us.
Subscribe to Buck's Beat and get the latest updates every week from the most connected guys in Georgia sports. Follow Buck at BuckBaloo8 on Twitter and check out all the fan podcasts at thepodcastpark.com.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.